So last week we spoke to Kaylee, listener Kaylee, about her husband and hers anniversary and the fact that she was disappointed year in, year out by the lack of attention he pays to and a date that is important to her. And we kind of tossed around a bunch of different sort of suggestions, right?
Yeah, I suggested, you know, write a list of some things that you would like to do on that day and then let him pick and then, you know, make the reservation or whatever if it requires that, just to like give him a task list and maybe he can, you know, it'll help guide him a little bit so he doesn't have to completely come up with something original that he thinks that, because in his past he has taken her to Walmart. Said, pick out your own gift.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of landed on, hey, why don't you try to plan something together maybe? Or drop
yeah,
this slightly passive aggressive hints like, I can't wait to hear what you've planned for our anniversary.
Exactly.
Those sorts of things. So we did get an update this morning.
Yeah, she said Ben and Kelly anniversary update. So we went on our Belle of Louisville cruise after I told him yet again to make a reservation for Sunday.
Okay.
We missed out on the meal, though. Because he waited till the last minute to get a reservation.
Okay.
So popcorn and a cruise it was.
Okay. That's something.
Are you, you're
I'm
saying
on board.
That's something.
I'm just
they
saying.
Didn't eat dinner.
Oh.
All She's right. probably hangry
all right.
at this point.
All right. Well, let's continue.
Today was our actual anniversary. I posted a picture and said happy anniversary on Facebook. After most of our friends responded, he finally chimed in.
Mm.
When I got home from work, no card, flowers. We usually go out to dinner, but he had already eaten.
Oh.
So I spent our anniversary at my grandson's baseball game. Then I came home, rode my exercise bike, and went to bed. Another typical anniversary.
Aw.
And so, you know, we asked him, well, did you do anything that we had suggested? She said, I talked to him briefly about how important it was to me that he made more of an effort. He mm-hmm. said he thought that since we went on the Belle, that he didn't have to do anything else. Then he said he was going to the store and did I want to come? And I said, going to Walmart and picking out my own flowers and gift is not the same as you actually making an effort on your own. It was already 8:30 at night. I was done.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we also suggested is, hey, let's start the process of training him or trying to train him like now for next year.
Yes, but it sounds like she has been trying to do this for 7 years and he just is not seeing the training.
Mm.
I don't know how much more like plain
like in plain sight.
Yes, she needs to be when she says, I want you to make an effort.
So this is where I fall back to sometimes guys are very literal. Now, I'm not taking the side of her husband here.
She says, I need you to make an effort to plan things and not just drive me to a store and say, pick out something real nice.
Maybe she needs to exactly say what you said. Like,
I think she has.
Well, if not that, if she's trying to hint too much, maybe it's missing the mark. I'm just saying, maybe he just needs to hear, okay, I'm disappointed that this has been a thing, and our anniversary is very important to me. And you know, don't necessarily point the finger at him so much, but say it's important to me, and I feel some sort of way when you forget our anniversary year in and year out. I want you to, and then give him a directive. I want you to XYZ.
She just said, going to Walmart and picking out my own flowers and gift is not the same as you doing it. She told him that.
Okay, well, all right. Well, that's a good start. That's a good start. That's a good start. All right. All right.
I almost feel like, counseling. He needs to, like, hear it from a third party.
Like, because hearing it from her is not enough?
Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, sometimes when you tell your kids one thing and they, like, completely ignore you, but somebody else tells them, they're like, oh, yeah, great idea.
Or you get one of his, you tell, like, his friend's wife and say, make sure this gets back to him. And so then the wife tells his friend's husband, And then the husband's like, buddy, you got to do something for her.
Yes. Well, and I also think, too, maybe she needs to put it in writing, like write him a letter and just say, listen, I don't ask a lot. I don't need a lot, but I just need to feel like you love me enough to hear when I tell you this is important to celebrate these days, these anniversaries and birthdays. And I need to feel like you understand.
Yes.
I need to feel loved by you coming up with your own gift idea or making reservations to like surprise you, like take charge in celebrating us and me.
All right, there it is.
Yeah.
Cut, paste what Kelly said.
Yep, there you go.
All right, there you go. Sorry that it was the way it was.
Kaylee, and I hope that he finally gets...
Yep.
Starts hearing you.
Yeah, now that's what we're hoping from this. All right, keep us posted. There's your update on 99.7 DJX.